Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美主，弟兄姐妹们。
Let us once again bow our head before the Lord.
让我们再一次在神面前低头。
Our gracious Lord and loving Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱的天父。
In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
With rejoicing and thankful heart, we are here in your presence.
借着感恩跟喜乐的心，我们是在你的同在里
面。Asking the assistance of thine blessed Holy Spirit.
我们现在求您的圣灵做我们的帮助。
That your Holy Spirit may give us fresh unction and anointing.
求圣灵给我们这新鲜的恩膏。
That your Holy Spirit may hover over us.
所以这圣灵可以在我们之上。
With the power of your Holy Spirit, thou may break all the bondages in this place this morning.
借着圣灵的能力，你可以打破所有的障碍。
Let your precious blood may cover us.
愿你的宝血来遮盖我们。
Let your words may have free course in the midst of us this morning.
愿你的话在我们中间有着活的道路。
Your heart be satisfied once again in the midst of us.
愿你的话使我们得满足。
Lord, as you may speak, we may hear in our spirit.
主啊，当你说话的时候，愿意我们在灵里来倾听。
Thank you, Lord, for you are speaking God.
感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
You are loving God.
你是爱的神。
You are caring God.
你是关爱我们的神。
You are a God of plan. You are a God of purpose.
你是有计划，你是有目的，有旨意的神。
Fulfill your full purpose this morning in the midst of thine people.
求你今天在你的子民里面完成你完全的旨意。
And thou may receive much glory, honor, and praise in the midst of us.
愿你在我们中间得着所有的荣耀、尊贵跟赞美。
With much thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
如此的感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Loving greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的名里面、向大家有这个爱的问候。
This is the declaration and proclamation to all of us. Behind his love is his power.
对我们来讲在他的爱之后还有他的能力。
We have experienced the power of his love.
我们来经历的是他爱的能力。
We have experienced the power of his grace.
我们来经历的是他爱的恩典。
We have experienced the power of his mercy.
我们来经历的是他怜悯的能力。
We have experienced and we are the recipient of his mercies on daily basis.
我们是每天来接受他的怜悯。
We have experienced the power of his word.
而且我们经历了他话语的能力。
And we have experienced the power of his salvation.
而且我们也经历了他救恩的能力。
So great a salvation.
何等伟大的一个救恩。
We cannot even describe it or conceive it fully in our heart and our spirit.
甚至在我们的心里在灵里我们不能用话语来把它完全表达。
What great sacrifice our Lord gave.To bring this so great a salvation unto us.
主做了何等的事能够把我们带到这样的救恩里面。
As we were singing these hymns and songs unto our Lord,
当我们这样向着主来唱诗歌的时候
the Holy Spirit started reminding me one thing time and time again.
圣灵就一再一再地对我来提醒
that the work Lord started, he completed it.
就是神主他所起始的工作他一定会完成。
He became that babe in the manger,
他成为这马槽的婴孩。
He suffered.
他受苦。
He bled.
他流血。
He died on the cross of Calvary.
他在哥哥他上十字架上而死。
But the story doesn't stop there.
但是这故事并没有完结。
By the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the resurrection, God, our Father, raised him up.
借着圣灵的能力，借着这复活的大能，父神让他从死里复活。
He became that.Lamb of God,
他成为神的羔羊
that he may take all our iniquities, our punishment, all the sins upon him,
他就把我们的罪孽、我们的罪恶都加在自己的身上
that he may die on our behalf,
然后为着我 他去死
but we need to see him seated on the throne,
但我们也要看到他是坐在宝座上的一
位 right hand on the majesty,
是坐在至高者的右边
Reigning with power, with wisdom, and with love.
他是用全能，用他的智慧，用他的爱，在那里掌权。
May the Lord help us that we may understand. No one can reign without the power and the authority.
让我们知道，除非在爱里面，没有人能够在这里掌权，用他的能力。
And by laying down his life as he defeated the enemy, the Satan.
当他舍下他的性命，他就打败了仇敌魔鬼撒旦。
He won the great battle on our behalf.
他已经为着我们得胜了。
He won the victory.
他已经得胜了。
And now he desires that we all may walk in his won victory.
现在他希望我们也能够行走在这个得胜里面。
Moment by moment, hour by hour, on a daily basis.
每一个时刻，每一天。
The burden I have given by the Lord, the Holy Spirit in my heart, I would like to share and want to mention this, that everything from his creation, from his salvation, and for his new creation, behind everything is the God's power.
今天我要跟大家讲到的就是不光是神的创造，还有他的救恩，还有他的新造。
The power which the Lord used in creation, the same power he used to defeat the enemy on the cross of Calvary.
他在创造里面所使用的大能，也是同样的能力，使他可以胜过仇敌。
And the same power Lord has given us, each one of us.
那这个同样的能力已经给了我们每一个人。
And as we sang, it is the Lord's desire that we may desire deep down in our heart to have this power of the Lord.
就像刚才我们所唱的，希望在我们心里面有一个深深的渴慕来得着这样的能力。
We need this power to love.
我们需要有这样的能力才可以去爱。
We need this power of the Holy Spirit to forgive others.
我们需要有这样圣灵的能力才能去赦免。
We need this power of the Holy Spirit to go that extra mile.
我们需要有着圣灵的能力才能够走那第二里路。
We need the strength and the power of the Lord to walk with him.
我们需要有着圣灵的能力才可以与主同行。
We need this power to overcome.
我们需要这个能力来得胜。
We need this power to resist.
我们需要这个能力来抵抗。
Scripture tells, resist the devil and he must flee.
在圣经里面说，你如果抵挡仇敌的话，他就要逃跑。
If I don't have that power, if you don't have that power of resurrection and power of the Holy Spirit, I even cannot resist the enemy.
如果没有这个救恩的能力，没有在主来的这样的能力，我们不可能来抵挡仇敌。
Soon this enemy will recognize the strength we have.
很快仇敌就会知道我们里面有没有这样的能力。
Soon he will find out that I am trying to resist him in my own strength.
他会知道我们是不是用自己的能力来抵挡。
And he will laugh at me.
然后他会嘲笑我们。
He will dance even before us.
他甚至会在我们面前跳舞。
He will mock us.
他在那里，在这里羞辱我们。
For he knows that we don't have that power of the Most High God.
因为他知道我们里面没有那至高者的能力。
Unless we resist him with the power of the Most High God, he will not budge.
除非我们用至高者的能力来抵挡。
So this is the Lord's desire that as God the Father created this universe, vast universe,There is one earth, but there are many planets and stars in this Milky Way galaxy.
这是神的旨意，当他创造这个全宇宙的时候，有这么多的星宿。
And there are many galaxies in this universe.
还有许多的这些银河系。
And our Lord Jesus is the creator of this universe.
我们的主耶稣就是创造宇宙的主。
He created this universe by the power of his word.
他是用他话语的能力来创造这个宇宙。
He did absolutely everything in his power.
他所有的作为都是在他的能力里面成就的。
Because he has this power, he has this wisdom.
因为他有这样的能力，他也有智慧。
Because he has this power, he has power to love us.
他有这样的能力来爱我们。
We were against him, we were his enemy, and yet because of his power of love, he loved us.
我们是抵挡他的，我们是他的仇敌，但他却这样的借着能力来爱了我们。
And this being said, I would like to mention one scripture. Let us turn to Luke chapter 24.
讲了刚才这些之后，让我们来看看在路加福音第四章。
Last chapter in the Gospel of Luke.
哦，是路加福音的最后一章。
Chapter 24, verse 49.
是24章49节。
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endured and powered with the power from on high.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
When our Lord has spoken, behold, he's trying to catch our attention.
当主在这里说看哪的时候，他需要得着我们的注意。
That we may pay close attention to what he has to speak.
所以我们来注目来看他到底要说什么。
And in the end of this gospel, he tells, And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
在路加福音的最后，他说我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。
This promise is a special promise.
这个应许是一个特别的应许。
And with all his heart's desire, he wants to declare this to his disciples, and he wants to once again declare this to all of us.
这是他心里面的旨意，他满心想让他的门徒，也让今天我们所有的人知道他所应许的。
And our Lord is instructing his disciples, telling, But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endured from power from Most High God.
他指示他的门徒要在耶路撒冷等候。直到他们领受从上头来的能力。
In other words, this promise is his power.
或者说这个应许就是能力。
Whenever we mention or talk about the Holy Spirit, right away it should be in our heart and mind, in our spirit, it talks about the power of God.
当我们每一次提到圣灵的时候，应该在我们的头脑里面、心思意念里面知道，圣灵就提到神的能力。
Dear brothers and sisters,We are made by the Lord in a way that we cannot function without His power.
弟兄姐妹们，我们被创造，神是这样创造我们，让我们不可能没有这样的能力而可以来生活工作。
He don't want us to be like those old cars which had those steerings, and to move that steering, you may have to put all your efforts.
我们不能就是在开车的时候来抵挡。用自己的力量来抵挡这样的方向盘的力量。
But he wants us to be like those powered steerings.
他让我们成为的是那些power steering.
Without much efforts.
神不愿意在我们身上有这么多的阻挡。
You can turn the whole car from this to that side.
我们可以让神很容易的从这一边转到那一边。
Even if we are strong enough, we can use our pinky and just turn the steering.
如果你有那样的方向盘的话，只需要用一个手指就可以转弯。
Without that power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot function in any aspect or any area of our lives.
如果没有这样的能力，在我们的生命里面，没有一个方面我们可以靠着自己来做任何事。
Even as believers, we will become great failure without this power of the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们信神了，但是没有这样的能力，在很多方面我们都要失败。
The Lord is telling his disciples, until you be endued with power from on high.
主在这里对门徒说，除非这圣灵降在你们身上。
Yes, the Lord has this desire for his disciples that they may go in this whole world and preach the gospel, this good news.
没错，神的主的愿望是让他的门徒可以到这个世上来传扬他的福音。
But Lord is telling, wait, don't move, don't go in your own strength, in your power, but wait until you receive this power from on high.
但是主对他们的指示却是，你们先要等候，直到你们等候到这应许的能力。
This is the great commission Lord has given us also.
这个就是主给我们的大使命。
And to fulfill the desire of our Lord Jesus, we must have this power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们愿意来成就主耶稣的心意的时候，我们需要这样的能力。
Now let us just look at few things, how even the birth took place as the power of the Most High God came upon Mary.
让我们来看看怎样开始，甚至要等到至高者的能力降到玛利亚的身上，才有主耶稣的道成肉身。
Here we see in Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
让我们来看在路加福音第一章。
From the last chapter, we are going to the first chapter of Luke.
现在我们从路加福音的最后一章翻到第一章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 1 verse 26, and then we'll read 27.
是路加福音第一章的26节跟27节。
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
To a virgin espoused.To a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
Angel was sent from God, from his throne, his commanding Gabriel, one of the archangel, to go to visit this Mary.
加百利就是天使长中的一位，是奉神的差遣，从神的宝座面前来到这里，来到玛利亚这里。
Whenever angel is mentioned, it must give us impression of power.
每一次当天使被提到的时候，我们也需要思想到就是这个能力。
Brother Buxton used to mention in his preaching that there are many angels.
在巴信弟兄的讲道里面，他提到有许多的天使。
They are shiny angels.
有这些荣耀发亮发光的天使。
And they are warring angels.
还有征战的天使。
These angels are warring angels.
有些天使是征战的天使。
They were engaged in this great war and they threw down Lucifer and his fallen angels.
他们在征战里面把路西佛和他所带领的这些天使从天上甩到地上。
These angels of the Lord has the power of the Lord.
这些天使他们就带着神的能力。
And these angels are being used to bring the good news and to empower his people.
这天使也被神使用，把好的消息也把这些应许带到他的子民里面。
So the Lord God Almighty is sending this angel to Mary.
所以神现在就差遣天使加百列到玛利亚那里去。
And then let us read verse 35.
让我们来读第35节。
And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
第35节，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要覆庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
This is not an ordinary thing or ordinary news.
这并不是一个寻常的事情，也不是一个寻常的消息。
As if no man on this planet Earth ever must have heard this kind of thing.
因为在这地上从前没有人听到过这样的事情发生。
And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you.
天使说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要护庇你。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the very conception, as our Lord was conceived in the womb of this mortal Mary, the power of the Most High God overshadowed her.
当主耶稣在肉身的母亲玛利亚怀胎的时候，至高者的能力就在他身上来荫庇他。
Even before the birth of our Lord Jesus, our dear Lord Jesus, He was conceived by the power of the Most High God.
当主耶稣基督出生之前，他就是借着圣灵来承运的。
That is the beginning.
这只是开始。
The Lord God Almighty is revealing His power to mankind by this, that.The power of the Most High God may overshadow this sister.
那借着这件事，神要显明的就是至高者的能力要荫庇这样的一个主里的使女。
And now let us see how the ministry of our Lord Jesus started by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那让我们再来看看主耶稣他的服事是怎样在能力这个大能里面开始。
Turn with me, if you please, to Luke chapter 4, verse 1.
让我们再来翻到路加福音第四章第一节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野。
As he was baptized in that waters of Jordan,
当主耶稣在约旦河里受浸的时候，
As we know that the Holy Spirit descended upon our Lord Jesus,
我们知道圣灵从天降下，降在主耶稣的头上。
And the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
那父神就在天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
After receiving this baptism of the Holy Spirit, right away, he was led by the Holy Spirit to go into the wilderness.
当主耶稣受了这圣灵的洗之后，他就被圣灵的引导到了旷野。
He was empowered as the Holy Spirit rested upon him.By the Most High God.
当至高者将圣灵降在他身上的时候，他就得了能力。
Because he is going to be tempted by the enemy, the devil, beforehand, Lord God Almighty, the Father, baptized him with the power of the Holy Spirit.
当他在旷野里面受魔鬼试探之前，神已经在圣灵的洗里面把能力降在他身上。
And we know how he overcame.All these temptations, all these trickeries, all these lies of the enemy.
我们知道他怎样胜过了所有的试探，所有的谎言，所有的陷阱。
Devil could deceive and cheat and speak lies to Adam and Eve.
虽然魔鬼可以来欺骗亚当夏娃，用谎言来引导他们。
The first Adam was deceived big time.
那首先的亚当是受了这个骗。
But our Lord Jesus is second Adam.
但是我们的主耶稣是末后的亚当。
Took victory over all these temptations and the lies of the enemy.
在所有的试探，所有的谎言里面，他得胜了。
Because when he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he received the power of the Most High God.
因为他在领受圣灵的洗的时候，已经领受了至高者的能力。
And then let us turn to verse 14.
让我们来看第14节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 14.
路加福音四章十四节。
And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit in Galilee.
耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利。
He had to return to Galilee, but before that, he had to face the enemy, the devil.
他需要回到加利利，但在这之前，他需要胜过魔鬼的引诱。
First, our Lord manifested the power of the Most High God and revealed himself as the Son of the Most High God to the enemy, the devil.
那主耶稣首先对着魔鬼来显明他是神的儿子。
And with the same anointing and with the same power given to him, here it is written, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee.
是同样的能力，这里提到耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到了加利利。
And now the Lord's ministry is widening.
现在主耶稣的服事开始扩广。
Lord wanted to give the same grace and same power to some whom he will call in the ministry.
现在对所有他呼召进入服事的人，他都要我们得着同样的恩典，同样的能力。
He desired that those who may follow him, those who may be called his disciples,And late afterwards, those who will be called his apostles may not rely upon their own strength and power.
他的希望是那些跟随他的，开始是门徒，后来也有蒙召做使徒的，可以不靠着自己的能力。
Yes, yes, he started speaking to them and telling them many things regarding the kingdom of God.
现在主耶稣对着他们来讲述许多神国的事，天国的事。
But our Lord knew that to enter into this kingdom of God, we have to be violent people.
但是主耶稣也让他的门徒知道，要进入神的国，我们需要努力进入。
Violent against the enemy.
我们需要对着仇敌来努力。
Violent against this fallen flesh.
对着我们这堕落的肉体也要
violent against this world and the principalities in this world.
对着这个世界还有这世界上所掌权的，我们也要来用这样的能力。
And if we want to be violent in a true sense against all this, we need the power of the Most High God.
如果我们真要在这件事上努力的话，需要的是至高者的能力。
So his teaching, he also had words.
他不光是教导
and also he had the power.
不光有话语，而且他借着能力。
Disciples started telling, "Whom shall we go, O Lord? For you have the words of eternal life."
啊，门徒也对他说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
But also, Lord mentioned to them, "You need the power to preach these words I have given unto you."
那主也对他们讲，你们需要这能力，才能够把福音传遍地极。
Turn with me to Luke chapter 10.
让我们翻到路加福音第十章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 10 verses 18 and 19.
路加福音第十章十八十九节。
And he said unto them, he said to his disciples,
他这样对着门徒说，
I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
Lord is testifying what he saw.
这里主耶稣见证他所看见的。
In the midst of all his teaching, he saw something.
在他所有的信息里面，他看见一件事。
As he is speaking the words of eternal life, he saw something.
当他在这里来传讲永生之道的时候，他看见一件事。
Devil falling like lightning from heaven.
他看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
And many other places it is written, he is furious.
啊，很多时候讲到他是带着愤怒下来的。
He is angry.
他是非常的愤怒。
As he is coming down, he is coming with all his strength and power.
当他这样堕落的时候，他是也带着他自己的这些堕落的能力。
As he is coming, he is coming with all his deceptions.And all his lies.
他带着他所有的谎言，所有的欺骗来到这个世上。
And Lord is telling all of a sudden, and behold, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven.
那主耶稣在这里说，看哪，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
And I'm blessed to read this next verse, which tells, as the Lord beheld, he started the next words telling,Behold.
那当我们来看这第一前面这一节的时候，感谢神让我们可以蒙祝福看到下面这一节所
verse,
主耶稣所看到
verse 19
第十九节
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
这里讲到我已经给你们权柄可以践踏蛇和蝎子又胜过仇敌一切的能力。
Yes, you are fascinated, my beloved disciples, said the Lord.
我们的主耶稣已经让门徒对他这样的钦佩。
Because you have heard the words of eternal life from this mouth.
因为他们从主的口里听到永生之道。
But the things which you cannot see, I have beheld, and that is the truth that enemy, the devil, is furious and is coming upon you.
但是你们所没有看见不知道的我看见了现在告诉你们就是仇敌带着他的愤怒愤愤怒怒的来到这个地上。
And as I have taken you, as I have chosen you, as I have called you to be my disciples, I will not let you without my power.
当我来呼召你让你成为门徒来跟随我的时候不会不将我的能力赐给你。
Otherwise you will be no match to the powers of this darkness and unseen forces.Wicked forces of Lucifer.
不然的话，我们不可能来抵挡这黑暗的势力，这路西佛他的势力。
Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
看哪，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Enemy is always there to hurt us.
仇敌在那里就是要来伤害我们。
Enemy is always there to disable us.
他在那里就是要让我们失去能
力。That we may not remain mobile in the work of the Lord.
所以我们在神的事上不能如意的来来行走。
That we may become stagnant. Stagnant, not flowing.
所以我
stagnant water.
我们就不会随波逐流。
It's the enemy is trying to just shackle us.
那仇敌也要来捆绑我们。
He's desiring that we may become powerless.
他愿意让我们成为无能的人。
But the Lord knows that what we need.
但是主知道我们所需要的。
And then Lord is telling, Behold, I give unto you power.
这里主说到，看哪，我赐给你能力。
And now the beauty of our Lord speaking, we cannot fully comprehend and understand.
那主耶稣这些美好的讲论，其实我们不能完全明白。
Immediately after speaking these powerful words to his disciple, Lord is telling, Do not rejoice that the spirits, the evil spirits, the foul spirits of Lucifer obeys you.
在后面他马上说，不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，不要因为这仇敌的鬼的灵服了你们，你们就欢喜。
There's nothing to boast about or to glory about or rejoice about when we command these evil forces of darkness to leave.
当我们让这个黑暗的仇敌的势力离开之后，赶鬼之后，我们不需要在这里来夸口或者是这样的来欢心。
When we command these foul spirits which are tormenting the bodies to leave, we should not just rejoice.
当我们命令这鬼从人身上出去之后，我们不需要马上的来欢喜。
Because at the outset of his ministry and at the outset of our salvation, Lord has given this power and authority.
因为神已经在外面赐给我们这样的能力。
Because he knows that we need this and without it we cannot function.
因为他知道我们没有这样的能力不可能来服侍他，来行这样的神迹。
But the Lord is telling, in that hour Jesus rejoiced.
然后就提到耶稣被圣灵感动就欢乐。
And he is telling his disciples, rejoice because your names are written in heaven, verse 20.
然后他告诉门徒们，要因你们的名记录在天上而欢喜。
Rejoice, for your names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
要因着我们可以在羔羊里面得生命而欢喜。
Rejoice, for it is written for you and for you and for me that he or she was born in that Zion, that great city of great king.
我们需要欢喜，因为这一个那一个都生在西安，这是书上所写的。
It speaks very clearly that this power Lord has for us is our birthright.
这里讲得很清楚，就是神主已经给了我们与生而来的权利。
That is why it is written in the Acts as we read, You wait until you are given the power from the Most High God.
然后在使徒行传也提到，你们要等候，要等候着天上来的能力。
Now this serpents and scorpions and all these things are mentioned here. These are the spirits of Lucifer.
这里所提到的蛇和蝎子就是路西佛他的邪恶的灵。
They are good in what they are doing.
他们在他们所做的事上非常有能力。
They know what they are doing.
他们也知道他们要做什么。
And they know that There is no match with the power they have received from the Lucifer.
他们也知道他们从路西佛所得的能力没有人可以抵挡。
Only the power of the Most High God can stand against them.
只有至高神的能力能够来抵挡。
And when they know that I and you have this power of the Most High God, the power of the Holy Spirit,
如果他知道你跟我有着至高者的能力，有圣灵的能力的话，
They will think twice and they will think 10 times before coming even closer to us.
他们就会思想一次两次甚至十次而不敢来进到我们面前。
Because we move around among the believer's circle where we have seen this power of the Lord overcoming the power of the enemy.
因为在信主的人中间我们一直的看到怎样神的能力胜过这邪灵的能力。
Yes, we are learning about the spiritual exercise.
没错，我们在这里来学习来做属灵的操练。
To do that spiritual exercise, we need the strength of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要在灵里面操练的话，就需要这圣灵的能力。
If I don't have the power and the strength from the Holy Spirit, what's the use of exercising these things?
如果我们没有圣灵的能力，怎样来做属灵的操练？
There is a need for all of us to understand this word spiritual.
所以我们需要知道这个词就是属灵的能力。
This is not earthly or ordinary, but this is spiritual.
这不是一个寻常的事，是属灵的事。
This is not mental or emotional, this is spiritual.
不是心思意念的，是属灵的。
And we all are familiar with this one scripture. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and against the powers and against the unseen forces in the high places.
那圣经也讲到，我们不能凭着血气来征战，与这空中属灵这些属灵的执政的掌权的这些幽暗的势力来征战。
Our birth is called spiritual birth.
我们的出生是灵里的。
And our battle is also called spiritual battle.
我们的征战也被称为属灵的征战。
If indeed you and me are spiritually born, we must have this spiritual fight.
如果我们真的是在灵里重生的话，我们必须要进入这属灵的征战。
Spiritual birth and spiritual battle goes together.
属灵的出生跟属灵的征战是在一起的。
We every day experience this opposition.From the enemy in our life.
每一天每一时刻我们都可以来经历仇敌他的抵挡。
And we need this power of the Lord, power of the Holy Spirit to endure, to resist the enemy.
我们需要这圣灵的能力来抵挡仇敌的这些一切的能力。
Yes, this is very true that we are in the race. We are on this, track field.
没错，我们是在这个赛场上来赛跑。
Yes, Lord has set a goal in front of us.
神已经在我们面前竖了标杆。
Yes, there is a reward waiting for us.
而且有奖赏在前面来等候我们。
And yes, we are called to run in this race, run this race.
我们被召也是进入这个当跑的路。
If you and I don't have the power of God, power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot run this race.
如果你跟我没有从圣灵来的能力，不可能我们来跑当跑的路。
Up to the point, dear brothers and sisters, let me warn all of us.That we will become hindrance and we will be fighting against the Lord.
让我来提醒弟兄姐妹们，如果不然的话，我们在这里阻挡的是神，我们成为他工作的阻碍。
Once dear brother Zerubbabel, Dr. Zerubbabel, who has preached in the midst of us, was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
有一次所罗巴伯弟兄在我们中间曾经讲过他禁食40昼夜。
And after he finishes fasting, Lord revealed this to him.
然后在这之后神就向他启示。
He saw this big track field.
他就看到这个大的赛场。
And many are running the race in this track field.
有许多人在这个赛场上来赛跑。
And as they started running to reach the goal to receive that reward,
当他们来跑，向着标杆来跑，要得奖赏的时候，
out of this big crowd of people, the believers or the disciples, he saw two or three coming out running faster than all others.
在这所有的信主的人里面，所有的门徒里面，他看到有两三个，他们在这里面脱颖而出，跑得比别人都快。
And it was revealed to our brother that because they had the strength and the power of the Lord, they could run faster.
然后弟兄得到的启示就是因着他们得着了圣灵的能力，所以他们可以跑得更快。
Not only they ran faster, but steadily they ran.
不光他们跑得比别人快，而且他们跑的是非常的非常的持续。
And after some time, they were far ahead of this other crowd.
然后不久他们就 与这些后面所跟随的人就离得非常的远。
And naturally, the Lord revealed to our brother that this all who are behind, they are just jogging. They don't have strength. They don't have power to run the race.
然后弟兄得到的启示就是这些落在后面的人，他们没有启示，也没有能力，他们只是在那里行走而已。
And as brother saw this three or two who were running in front of others, they came all the way behind, finishing that lap.
然后他就看到这两三个人，他们到终点来跑完了当跑的路。
And those who were careless and those who were had no strength from the Lord, they said, let us create barrier that they may not once again go forward.
哦，然后这后面的人，这些懒散的人，他们就说，这样吧，让我们制造一些障碍来阻挡他们能够跑到终点。
And indeed, those who never had the power of God, they tried, they unified themselves and created a great barrier for these three of them.
然后这些懒散没有神能力的人，竟然他们真是联合在一起来制造了这样的一个大的阻碍。
And these three, as they came closer to this crowd, they heard the voice of the Holy Spirit telling them, "Break through, press on."
然后当这两三个人他们还有一圈要跑完的时候，来到这个障碍之前，就听到属天的呼召，说冲过这个障碍，一直向前。
And because they had this power of God, more power, more strength was given to these three, and they were able, they managed to break through this barrier, break and go forward.
然后因着这属天的能力在他们身上，这三个人就可以冲过障碍。
My dear brothers and sisters, if you and I, if we don't have this power of God, we will find ourselves among this group, in this crowd, who will create barrier for those who wants to run for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们没有能力，没有属灵的能力，我们就会像这个意象里面这一群人一样，不光是我们没有能力，而且制造了障碍。
We will be those who will be fighting against the Lord, who will be resisting the plans and the purposes He has for His people and His church.
我们就会成为那些人来阻挡、来抵抗神在他的子民在教会身上的旨意。
I would like to give some examples that may help us how they received the power and they prevail.
那我想跟大家举一个例子来看到他们怎样来接受而且身上有这样的能力。
And when I mention the word prevail, there must be a bell ringing in many minds and spirits.
当我提到这个词得胜的时候，也许在许多人的头脑里面有一些印象。
What is that name I'm talking about?
大家想到谁呢?
Prevail, that's the word.
得胜,胜过。
Anyway, let us turn to Genesis chapter 32.
让我们来看启示录创世纪第32章。
Genesis, the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 32.
让我们来看看圣经里面的第一本书创世纪第32章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed.
二十八节，那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。
We love to talk about Jacob and his wrestling with this angel.
我们经常喜欢来提到雅各跟天使来较力。
But do we have the strength, the same strength, which was given to this man of God?
那我们有没有就是这样的能力，当时在这个人身上神所给的能力。
This deceiver, this supplanter, this cheater,Overnight became the prince with God, prince of God.
雅各就是这个欺诈的人、诡诈的人，现在却成为了神的王子，就是以色列。
For it is as a prince hast thou power with God and with man.
当他成为神的王子的时候，他教历都得了胜。
In the Genesis, this is mentioned.
创世纪提到。
And now let us see one or two mentioned in the New Testament.
让我们看到在新约里面所提到的。
Let us look at Paul.
让我们来看看保罗。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Paul's epistle to Romans.
罗马书第十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 19.
十九节。
And by the way, we all know the story how Saul of Tarsus was persecuting Lord's people.
我们也都知道这个故事，就是大树的扫罗怎样来逼迫神的儿女们。
And how the Lord appeared unto him.
然后荣耀的主怎样向他显现。
And he was blinded.
他那个时候就是完全瞎眼。
And then the Lord is appearing unto Ananias.
然后神再向亚拿尼亚显现。
And sending him that he may go and pray and lay hands on him that he may receive the Holy Spirit.
然后亚拿尼亚去按手为保罗祷告，保罗就领受了圣灵。
Lord told him, "He is my chosen vessel."
因为神对着亚拿尼亚说，他是我所拣选的器皿。
If you are and if I am that chosen vessel of God, He will not let us remain without the power of the Holy Ghost.
如果我们真的是被神所拣选的器皿的话，神不会就让我们这样没有领受从圣灵来的能力。
As Ananias went to Saul, he says, "Brother Paul."
当亚拿尼亚去的时候说，弟兄扫罗，啊，弟兄保罗。
And he said, he laid his hand on him and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
然后亚拿尼亚按手在扫罗身上，他就领受了圣灵。
He was mistaken. He erred, and he persecuted Lord's people.
曾经他是这样的错误，他来逼迫神的儿女们。
He was going here and there persecuting Lord's people.
他到处去来逼迫神的儿女。
And he thought that he's doing service to God.
那个时候他觉得是在为神服侍。
Many of us, we have this need that we may be stripped off from this natural strength and abilities with which we are trying to serve God.
希望神真的是把我们自己的想法、自己的能力、自己要向神发热心来服侍他的能力能够剥夺掉。
As if Lord made open display to Saul of Tarsus and his strength he had.
就像神向大树的扫罗显现一样，让他的能力在我们身上。
Even the Lord spoke to him, "It is hard for you, Saul, to kick against the goats."
那主也对扫罗说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
And he received this power of the Holy Spirit. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit.
然后他领受了圣灵，在圣灵里面受了洗。
And how the Lord started using him.
然后神就开始来使用他。
In chapter 15 of Romans, verse 19.
在罗马书十五章十九节。
That we read, "Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Holy Spirit of God,He did mighty deeds." 19. Romans chapter 15, verse 19. That's the first one.
然后他从耶路撒冷一直到以利古里里古，哦，十八节。
Through mighty signs,
用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
His ministry was not in only words.
他的服事不光只是在话语上面。
He's telling here and testifying to the believers in Rome that through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Holy Spirit, he did all these things.
然后他对罗马信主的人在信件里面这样讲，就是说用神迹奇事的能力并圣灵的能力使外邦人顺服。
And he started telling believers, "I have not come with persuasive words, but in the power of the Holy Spirit."
他说我不是借着我的言语 而是借着这圣灵的能力。
Also, let us see one more scripture, Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
然后让我们再来看《使徒行传》第十章三十九节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
十章三十八节。
I think before we go there, let us see Acts chapter 6, verse 8. And there is a testimony of Stephen, the first martyr.
让我们在这个之前先来看《使徒行传》的六章八节，看看斯提凡。就是为主殉道的。
Acts of the Holy Spirit,
就是圣灵的能力。
Acts of the Apostle,
这是使徒的行传。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章第八节。
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
Real demonstration of the power of the Lord was made openly before Sadducees and Pharisees and all those who are against the Lord.
那个时候在撒都该人在法利赛人面前这些抵挡神的人面前斯蒂凡就彰显了神的能力。
He spake and he displayed the power of the Lord.
他在那里讲论在这里启示出神的能力。
And they were so angry at him, and they stoned him to death.
这些人是如此的抵抗，他们就用石头把他打死。
But because he had this power of God, even while they were stoning him, he continued worshiping the Lord.
但是借着圣灵的能力，当他们在这里用石头打他的时候，他还在那里敬拜神。
First martyr for the Lord.
他是第一个为主殉道的。
This is no coincident when we talk about the first martyr.
当我们提到第一个为主殉道的时候，这不是偶然的事情。
By the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, the church started.
借着耶稣基督他的牺牲，教会被建立。
And as the church started, so do the persecution started.
但是当教会建立的时候，逼迫也开始。
And this persecution became so intense against the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
这些逼迫对着信神的人对着主的门徒是如此的大。
These powers of darkness even raise their power to kill.
这个黑暗的权势甚至是用死亡用杀害想来阻止。
And yet, these threatenings and this false speaking against the Lord could not stop Stephen from speaking for the Lord.
但这些谎言却不能阻止斯提凡来为主来做见证，为神来出口。
In many areas, we need this power of the Lord Jesus.
在许多的方面，我们都需要耶稣来的能力。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 15.
让我们再来看罗马书第十五章。
And let us read the verse 13.
第十三节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
We know that there is great need for all of us, each one of us, each one of our families and our fellowship, the great need of prayer.
我们知道对着个人、对着家庭、对着聚会来讲，我们有极大的需要来祷告。
We know that with much prayer we can prevail.
我们知道借着这些祷告我们可以得胜。
But we know that we need power in prayer.
但是我们也要知道在祷告里面需要有能力。
If we don't have this power in prayer, our prayers will bounce back.
如果我们没有这样的能力祷告会跌落下来。
Daniel indeed prayed with the power of the Most High God.
但以理当时就是以至高神的能力来祷告。
Up to the point that the demonic forces tried to stop the answer from coming.
这个时候甚至那些恶魔都要来阻挡神的祷告回答祷告的那个事情成就。
But he was persistent.
但是他还是持续。
We need the power of Holy Spirit to be persistent in prayer.
我们需要有圣灵来的能力所以我们可以坚持来祷告。
As we talk about prayer, it speaks of intercession.
当我们提到祷告其中 讲道带导。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit to intercede on others' behalf.
我们需要圣灵，他用他的能力来为替我们祷告。
As we are talking about prayer, we need the power to stand in the gap for others.
在祷告里面，我们需要为着他人来站在破口之中。
Let us read this 13th verse.
让我们来读第十三节。
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
If we don't have joy, as dear brother was mentioning, I think we sang in one of the songs, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
当我们没有这样的能力，就像诗歌里面所唱的，这喜乐的灵就成为我们的能力。
We need this joy of the Lord.
我们需要这喜乐的灵。
And it is written, we need the peace of the Lord.
我们也需要从神来的平安。
We need believing in the Lord.
我们需要这信心。
And we need the hope in the Lord.
也需要这盼望。
If we don't have these things and some more, we cannot prevail in prayer.
如果没有这些的话，不可能在祷告里面得胜。
Soon our prayers will become just words or emotions.
很快我们的祷告就只是成为空话，只是成为一些感情的发泄。
But in the end of this verse it is written, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但最后这里提到借着圣灵的能力。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord is desiring to give us the joy, joy of the Holy Ghost.
借着祷告在圣灵的能力里面，神希望我们可以得着这喜乐平安。
Power to believe.
能够有能力相信。
Lord Jesus is rebuking his disciples and telling, it is because of lack of belief you cannot understand the scriptures.
那主耶稣曾经责备过门徒说，你们这些小信的人，你们不明白圣经吗？
If you remember these two disciples going back from Jerusalem after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus,
大家还记得吗？有两个门徒当主耶稣钉十字架之后从耶路撒冷。
Lord is telling them, you have little belief, you have no belief.
那主耶稣就说小信的人呢。
And that is because they don't have the power.
因为他们没有这样的能力。
They had the form of godliness.
他们在外面好像有这敬虔的外貌。
But they never had that power.
但是他们却没有这能力。
But after they received the power on the day of Pentecost, they were completely different people.
但是当五旬节他们领受了圣灵的时候，他们就完全改变了。
This one scripture should ring bells in our spirit, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
那我们需要把这句话记在心里，就是有了敬虔的外貌，却没有这圣灵的能力。
Who spoke these words? Who wrote this letter?
谁写了这句话呢？在哪本书呢？
Paul is writing this letter to Timothy, his beloved son.
保罗是写给提摩太，是他亲爱的儿子。
Timothy was one of his best co-workers.
提摩太是他最好的同工。
Timothy was like a pillar in the church.
提摩太就是圣殿的柱子。
He was young.
他是年轻人。
And that's why he's telling,Let no man despise your youth.
但是因着他的年轻，保罗鼓励他，不要让人轻看你。
Beware of this, dear brothers and sisters. Never despise the young people.
所以我们需要来学习，不要轻看年轻人。
Never misunderstand how the Lord is working in their lives.
不要轻看神在他们身上所行的一切工作。
You don't know the anointing they have upon them from the Lord.
我们并不了解神的恩膏在他们身上
有多大的能力。You don't know the calling they have on the life.
你们也不知道神在生命里面对他们有何等的呼召。
Never despise this young people.
不要轻看年轻的人。
And the same Paul is telling to Timothy, let us turn to this scripture.
让我们来看看在提摩太。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
提摩太后书三章五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章
Verse 5
五节
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
These are strong words.
这些是非常重的话。
And when Paul is mentioning this, he's mentioning the believers in the church.
当保罗这样写这封信的时候，他是对着教会里面所有的人来讲。
He's not talking about prostitutes and tax collectors.
他并不是对着妓女跟税吏来讲。
He's warning him and charging him for those who are in the church.
哦，他不是来警告，对着提摩太来警告这些人，他是对着提摩太警告这些没有敬虔实意的人。
Paul is telling you will find many, not some, not few. You will find many who will have the form of godliness.
那保罗在这里提醒提摩太，有许多人只有敬虔的外貌。
There may be many ways to show off this godliness.
而且他们找到许多的方法来显示他自己的敬虔。
By good appearance or by those holy clothings, one may try to show the godliness to others.
有的人是借着外面的衣饰，借着其他的一切的事情来向人说我是敬虔的。
That's the form of godliness.
但这只是敬虔的外貌。
Some may try to be very meek and lowly to show themselves godly.
有的人甚至借着外表的谦卑让人看到他自己的敬虔。
These are the form of godliness. There is absolutely no reality.
但这些只是敬虔的外貌，里面没有实意。
There is no power behind or with this godliness.
在这个敬虔之后没有一点的能力。
And when we have this form of godliness without the power of God, we will be those who are fooling ourselves.
如果我们只有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意，我们只是自己在欺骗自己。
Lord is warning Timothy because Timothy was that true servant of God.
那保罗在这里来警告提摩太，因为提摩太真的是神的仆人。
And he needed this kind of disciplining.
他需要有这样的教导。
Timothy needed some mentoring.
他需要有这样的引导。
Paul is his mentor.
保罗就是他的带路人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need mentors in our life, true mentors.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的生命里面需要有真实带领我们的人。
Who may just guide us, who may just lead us, who may speak the words of prophecy in our lives.
会来引领，会来带领，也为着我们来为神做先知。
Who may warn us, who may dismiss all the lies of the enemy from our lives.
会对着我们来讲警告的话语，让我们来躲避仇敌的谎言。
Who may speak with the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the Lord that it may come to pass in our lives.
他讲话是带着神的能力，是带着神的智慧。
Paul is telling to Timothy, stir up the gifts I have given you or you have received by the laying on of my hands.
他也跟提摩太讲，要眺望我借着按手所带给你的这些恩赐。
Paul literally laid his hands upon Timothy to impart the gifts in his life.
因为保罗曾经把手按在提摩太身上，让他领受属灵的恩赐。
And he's telling, reminding him, do not just be satisfied with the gifts you have received by the laying on of my hands.
那他也鼓励提摩太，不要只是因着借着按手来的恩赐而停止。
But you must stir it up.
你一定要继续来挑望。
But those gifts must be useful in the ministry, useful in the building of the kingdom of God.
这些恩赐需要被使用，需要来用来建造神的国度。
What is this stirring up?
这个挑望是什么？
I have mentioned to some of you, when we have a cup of coffee and we have tea inside, and when we take a sip, it will taste bitter.
如果我们喝咖啡的时候，我用过这个例子，我们喝的时候会尝到苦的味道。
There must be some sweetness in the coffee because the sugar is already there in the cup of coffee.
但是其实咖啡里面已经加了糖，我们应该尝到甜的味道。
But there is a need, urgent need, immediate need of stirring up.
这个时候就有一个需要，把它来搅拌一下。
Yes, many of us, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经有了从圣灵来的能力。
But we must stir it up that the power of the Lord may be manifested and take vengeance upon the enemies of our soul and spirit.
但我们的里面的这能力需要被挑望，然后让我们可以来彰显神的荣耀，而且来胜过仇敌。
And Paul is telling him, even from such turn away. Those who have the form of godliness only and don't have the power to back up, to perform, from such you turn away.
然后保罗就在这里跟提摩太讲，这些有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意的人，这等人你们要躲开。
Let us turn to one or two more scriptures and I must close.
让我们再来看一处圣经。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Epistle of Paul to Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
是罗马书第一章第十六节。
And we love this scripture very much.
我们都喜爱这一节圣经。
We boast in what Paul is proclaiming.
我们所夸口的也是保罗他所宣扬的。
We want to be like Paul that we may say the same words.
我们有的时候也使用保罗所讲的同一句话。
And here Paul is telling, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
When you lose the power of God working in you, you will lose the desire and enthusiasm to preach the gospel.
如果你失去神在你身上的能力的时候，你就会失去这个热心来为神传福音。
When we have only the form of godliness and we do not have the power of God, we will even speak against the preaching of the gospel.
当我们只有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意的时候，甚至我们会来讲与福音相反的话。
We'll talk about the holiness, we'll talk about the higher calling, we'll talk about the New Jerusalem.
当我们谈到圣洁更高的呼召，谈到新耶路撒冷的时候，
But if you are real power of God working in you, like Paul, you will say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
如果你有像保罗这样的能力在他身上的话，那我们就要说，这福音本是神的大能。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first.And also to Greeks.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
One preacher was telling this, and that touched my heart. He said, if I would have not kept on preaching the gospel, I would have died many years before.
有一个传道人曾经这么讲，如果我不是持续的来传福音的话，我宁愿死在很多年以前。
I would like to just give a list.In what areas we need this power of the Holy Spirit.
那现在我想跟大家讲一讲在哪些方面我们需要这样的能力。
I have already mentioned it, but there is a great need that it may sink deep down in our spirit, that may just clear up our human mind, that it may take the root in us, that may bear much fruits for the glory of God.
我们虽然已经提到，但我们需要有这样的重复，让这些话语可以在我们的心里面扎根，不光是这样，而且可以结果子。
God's power is sustaining power.
神的能力是扶持的能力。
The power of God will sustain us mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually.
神的能力会在各样的事上扶持我们，在我们的心思里面，在我们的意念里面，在我们的生活、财务各方面。
The power of His saving grace will become for us the power of His sustaining grace.
神他拯救的恩典会在我们身上成为能力的恩典。
Power of His saving and sustaining grace, the same power of grace will become for us.Enabling grace, enabling power.
他拯救我们的能力也会成为扶持我们的能力，让我们可以往前。
This power of the Lord Jesus, this power of the Holy Spirit is also overcoming power.
这圣灵的能力，从耶稣来的能力，也是 得胜的能力。
When we have this power of the Holy Spirit working in us, overshadowing us, that will help us to overcome anything and everything.
当圣灵的能力这样来覆庇我们，在我们里面的话，就会让我们在一切的事上来得胜。
Just don't settle down with this one thing that I want to overcome myself.
不要只是满足在这样一个意念，我要胜过我自己。
Yes, self is one of that enemy.
没错，己是其中的一个仇敌。
But there are many areas in which we must experience the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome.
但是还有许多其他的方面，我们需要来经历圣灵的能力。
Overcome fear, overcome frustration, overcome nagging, overcome all other powers.
所有的这些惧怕、沮丧。还有所有的这一切我们都要胜过。
We need this overcoming power.
我们需要这得胜的能力。
The next one is power to prevail as we already mentioned.
刚才我们已经提到还有就是这得胜的能力。
Yes, we have to wrestle against these principalities and powers of darkness and we must have this power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要与这些空中执政掌权的属灵的恶魔征战。所以我们需要有这样的得胜胜过的能力。
Power to resist.
我们需要有这个抵挡的能力。
Resist the temptation, resist the enemy.
来胜过仇敌，胜过他的试探。
We need this power of the Holy Spirit to reign.
我们需要有这圣灵的能力来掌管。
I love this dear young people who knows that positionally they are seated with the Lord.
我经常很高兴可以见到一些人，他们知道自己的地位是已经在宝座上。
Yes, we are supposed to be those that we may reign with the Lord even now because we are seated with Him in the heavenlies.
因为我们已经与他一同坐在天上，所以我们应该是借着这个能力与他一同掌权。
Power to reign upon all our circumstances.
是在我们周围所有的环境里面我们来做王掌权。
It is the Lord's desire that we may reign over all the circumstances of our life.
因为神愿意我们在所有的环境里面可以做王掌权。
For in the scripture it is mentioned, as he is, so we are on this earth. Find out the scripture if you have time.
圣经里面也提到他如何我们也如何，大家可以去找在哪节圣经。
As he is in the heavenlies, in his glory, in his majesty,in his power, in his dominion, so are we today, now, on this earth.
如果他已经坐在天上宝座上面，他已经得了荣耀，他是在所有的事上掌权，那我们也是。
How dare we can underestimate ourselves and know who we are?
我们不能这样轻看自己，我们需要知道自己到底是谁。
Then next one is power to overcome the temptations.
下面就是来胜过试探的能力。
That is why it is written that Lord was tempted. This is his weapon, the enemy's weapon.
刚才已经提到，就是主耶稣他受过试探，仇敌也有他的能力。
Various different kinds of temptations. With the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all these temptations.
面对着所有各样的试探，借着圣灵的能力，我们都可以胜过。
There is a hymn which tells, and we love this hymn, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
有一首诗歌说，信而顺从，唯有信而顺从，不能得神的喜悦。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need power of the Holy Spirit even to trust the Lord and to obey the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们甚至需要有从圣灵来的能力，可以信而且顺从。
Otherwise, all these thoughts, evil darts of the enemy will creep in your mind, in my mind, and will not allow me to trust the Lord. Many doubts will come from the enemy. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to trust the Lord and to obey.
不然仇敌所射来的一切的火箭，一切的疑惑会进入我们的头脑，让我们不能来信，不能来顺从。
And lastly, in short,I must mention this. Power of the Holy Spirit opens up the window to see from natural realm into the supernatural realm.
最后我要说到的是，圣灵的能力让我们可以从这个属地的世界可以看到这打开的天上的世界，真实的世界。
The prophet's servant was scared as he saw all this army surrounding them.
这个神人的仆人，他看到的是仇敌的军队来包围了他们。
But because the prophet had the power of God in him, with him, he could see the chariots of fire all around them.
但是这先知借着神的能力，却可以看到火车、火马，更多的神的军兵是围绕着他们。
And he could proclaim and tell his servant, those who are with us are more than those who are against us.
然后他就可以跟他的仆人讲，与我们同在的比与他们同在的还多。
These words could not help this servant.
这些外面的话语不能帮助这个仆人。
And then the prophet had to pray that Lord may open his eyes, inward eyes, that he may see the spiritual realm.
然后先知就为仆人祷告，让他可以打开眼，看到这些属灵的真正真实的世界。
The servant's eyes were only on this army and their armor and their power.
因为这个仆人他眼所见的只是这些仇敌，他们这些军队，他们的盔甲。
But when, as the prophet prayed, his eyes were open and he could see in the supernatural realm what was happening.
那当他先知为他祷告之后，这个仆人的眼睛打开，他就看到这些原来完全没有看到的这个属灵的世界。
It may be too much for many of us if I speak this and tell you that every minute we have a need to see in the supernatural realm.
那也许你不太相信，但是我跟大家讲，每时每刻我们都需要眼睛打开，能够看到这真实属灵的世界。
We took birth naturally from our moms.
我们的肉身是自然从母亲腹中生产的。
But now we are born of the Spirit.
但今天我们却是从灵而生。
Born of the Spirit with life from above, that hymn tells us.
就像诗歌所讲的，我们是从天上生的，是从灵里而生的。
Lord Jesus's complete life, entire ministry was supernatural ministry.
主耶稣所有的服事都是这超然的，都是属灵的服事。
Everything he did was supernatural, never heard before, never knew by any people before.
所有主耶稣所做的行的神迹奇事都是以前没有听过，没有看见过的。
And this is so important and vital for every believer that they may be aware of the supernatural realm.
所以对着我们来讲，这是何等的重要，让我们能够看到这些神迹，看到属灵的世界。
The things we cannot see with our natural eyes and natural abilities, we can have the glimpse of the Lord's glory in the true sense and the working of His Holy Spirit if we see in the supernatural realm.
借着我们肉身的眼睛，我们不可能看到神的荣耀，只有借着这属灵的眼睛能力，我们才能看到这属灵的世界。
Then we will not remain wimp or victim of the enemy. For we will see our Lord indeed sitting on that eternal throne.
所以我们不会被仇敌所欺骗，现在我们可以看到主已经在天上坐在宝座上。
We will laugh and mock at the enemy when he will try to come against us.
当仇敌来攻击我们的时候，我们可以尽可嘲笑他们。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious Lord, how we thank Thee and we praise Thee.
恩典的神，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we open up our hearts unto Thee, we open up our spirit unto Thee.
主啊，我们打开我们的眼，打开我们的灵，来向着你。
Lord, touch us with Your Holy Spirit.
主啊，用你的圣灵来摸着我们。
Touch us indeed, O Lord, with the power of Your Holy Spirit.
主啊，用圣灵的能力来摸着我们。
Baptize us. Emerges in the liquid fire of the Holy Spirit.
让我们可以被沉浸在这圣灵的火跟水里面。
That may burn up all the base desires from our lives.
让我们啊人生所有其他的所有的愿望都能够被烧尽。
This fire of the Holy Spirit may burn up all the dross in our life.
这些圣灵的火可以来更新我们。
This fire of the Holy Spirit may refine us.
这圣灵的火可以炼净我们。
And prepare us for the days to come.
为着将来的日子您的再来而预备。
So Lord, we commit ourselves, even our brothers and sisters, our families, this fellowship, into the hands of the working of thine Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们把自己、把我们的家庭跟弟兄姐妹们都交在您圣灵工作的手里。
Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
父啊，感谢您赐下你的爱子，直到成就您自己的工作。
Be thou glorified.
愿意你得荣耀。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Let's continue to pray.